And good morning, humanity. It is October 30th, 2023, and it's the favorite time of our week because it's Mondays with Bev and Paul. And oh, hi everyone. Who's that spooky character on the screen? I don't know, but let's go back to the show. Oh, there I am. You two didn't get to see that, but
sure?
It's me with a mask on and my hat. And happy Halloween.
Thank you for not doing that, by the way. Hi, everyone. This is Bev.
And I'm Paul, and we have a special guest with us, Deborah Schildhouse. Hi, Deborah.
Hello.
Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
And if you don't know Deborah Schildhouse by now, you are really behind the eight ball. So
she, or at least her name.
Yes, at least her name. So let's. Deborah is the author of BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips. And there's a picture of the three of us 8 years ago. God, we look so young and cute, but we look the same today. So.
Sure we do.
That was our book launch party, and I'll tell you, it was one of the most awesome parties I have ever been to.
It was wonderful. Yep. It was perfect.
You know, they tore down that place.
No,
I know.
They did?
Yes, they did.
They tore it down and put in a car wash.
That was a special place.
Yeah.
So, Deborah, tell us, for a lot of people who don't know about BioTouch, Healing with the Power in Our Fingertips, we'll take a little time here. There it is.
I just happen to have a copy
right
here.
Oh, my gosh.
Look
so
at you.
Do we. We got it everywhere.
Oh, I didn't bring mine. Darn.
And I just showed a picture of it, too. So, tell for a lot of people who weren't around in the beginning or haven't heard your story, just a short little synopsis of why you even wrote that book.
Well, I had been actually volunteering at the BioTouch Center for about a year. And what brought me there was the need. I felt like I had to find an effective healing technique because our daughter had been very sick and I was just helpless to, I wasn't able to help her get over her. It was viral meningitis. She was in a lot of pain. And, luckily she was fine. She recovered well, but during the illness, it was terrible. I couldn't help her. And so once she was well again, I had heard about BioTouch. I'd read an article and I wanted to go and check it out. And I was hooked after the first class, which was one weekend. And I took the next class. And then I decided I want to be a certified practitioner and join the volunteers that were giving BioTouch sessions there at the center. So I did that. And at that time, the center, had three BioTouch session rooms, and it was a very busy place. And I'd been working there for about a year, seeing amazing things. And, people were being helped. And I was being able to help people using BioTouch, including stroke victims, including people with cancer, heart problems, everything you can think of. So one day, Paul and I were at the center, and it was just the two of us, and it was a quiet few minutes. And he said to me, you know what? He said, more people need to know about BioTouch. He said, somebody just needs to write the book. And I wasn't a professional writer. I just wrote for my own, myself, basically. But I just felt in my gut, I just knew I had to be the one to write that book. It just felt so right for me to do that. And I did. And it was an interesting journey, the whole thing. It took 3.5 years to write it. And there were so many interesting twists and turns, especially when I was, interviewing Paul about his life, because the book is not just about my life and what happened with me and learning BioTouch and my experiences at the center, which are some very interesting experiences. But also I was interviewing Paul for, so many weeks. And so the book just came together. Yeah, and
it did. It was fun doing all those interviews. I remember at first it was going to be about BioTouch and you were trying to write about me and the history. And I went, this ain't working. This needs to be about you, right? And your relation with me and BioTouch. And I remember many times getting a few pages from you, and I go, you know, something's missing here. You're not being real honest here. And so it was wonderful to see at the end of those 3.5 years the exposure you gave of your heart, your own growth, your own self-awareness is, and people love it. I think people really like the
It's a
book. It's
great
an
book.
easy read, which was one of your goals, wasn't it?
It was. I wanted it to be, not woo-woo, not esoteric, so people couldn't understand it. I wanted it to be for everybody. I wanted it to be for that 40-year-old truck driver who was driving in Indiana and he had back pain and he didn't know what to do because everything he tried wasn't working. I wanted to reach him and, it's for everyone. It's for the people. That's what BioTouch is. That's the beauty of it. And then, that's so funny is because I keep thinking about that Louis L'Amour story.
So I was going to say,
Right.
this furrier shows up. His daughter brings him here. He's in East Tucson, and he buys the book. He was forced to come here. He buys the book, comes back a week later, and he says, I read the entire book, and I have to tell you, I haven't read a book this good since Louis L'Amour. And I'm like, it was right. You reached the common folk.
Right. And
Oh,
what's interesting about that is at that time I had never read a Louis L'Amour book. And now
my
I have read several, and you
goodness.
know what? I like
Yeah, right. He was very prolific, wasn't he? He wrote a lot of books.
Yeah, and
And he was a great
back in my old hippie
storyteller.
days, we actually took care of his nephew, and we
Nephew.
worked on. He gave us a restaurant to run. We got all kinds of stories with that. But what we want to share before we go into the new news is, again, the book is available on our website, and this is our 8th year anniversary. Amazing, it's been there that long. You can go to deborahshieldhouse.com to get more information about that book. And we just wanted to read again, Gary Schwartz, Dr. Gary Schwartz at the University of Arizona was good enough to write the foreword. And his last paragraph, as you explore Deborah's gracious and grateful book, my wish is that you become filled, as I did, with the wonder and promise that BioTouch offers all of us, our loved ones, the greater humanity, and nature as a whole. I'm always touched
Wow.
by that line.
Yes,
Me too.
beautiful.
Me too.
So get the book, read it, but even more important is you just published a new book, didn't you?
I just did. Just 2 months ago, my newest book came out, and I just happen to have
Oh,
this
just
t-shirt.
happened to have a
Yes.
book.
Isn't it amazing how I have my books?
How
Can you
to
see it?
chat with angels, inviting your
I love
divine best
it.
friends into your life. So tell
Wow.
us what brought you to that? How did you go from a BioTouch to an angel book?
It's real interesting because, I've been on this spiritual journey since I was 19 years old. excuse me. I had some bad experiences. My boyfriend of 2 years was killed in a car crash, and 6 months later, my father died of a heart attack. And this was just devastating, of course. And it actually started me on this trying to understand death and trying to understand our place in this universe. And there was not a lot of information in the 70s. It's not like today, where you have so many books and so many articles and everything at your fingertips. And so I took all these classes and I, just tried to understand what was going on. And meanwhile, I met my husband and we were raising a family, and I continued to be on this path. And that really brought me first interesting my interest to BioTouch, to a touch healing technique, because I thought if I could make people feel better, maybe I could stave off death, because death was still, I hadn't come to terms with that. And then my path led me to mediumship, and I took some mediumship classes, and I was able to bring forth spirits, of people across the veil, and they were in good shape. And I realized that, you don't die physically, you die, but certainly you continue on. And so that made me feel so much better about the whole death dying process. It was a healing for me. And meanwhile, I've always had this affinity with archangels, even when I was a kid. And they were always kind of in the back of my mind, how I would love to, have some kind of a relationship with archangels. And then in 1996, I saw a movie called Michael with John Travolta, and he played Archangel Michael, and he actually had a relationship with humans. And I thought, that's it. That's exactly what I want. Well, in 2011, while I was actually volunteering at the BioTouch Center, that was that part of my life, I got an email, which was very popular, and it was going around all around the country and the world. And it said, you have an opportunity if you would like to host five of the archangels in your home for 5 days. And it was going to be Michael, Uriel, Metatron, Gabriel, and Raphael. And I thought, here's my chance. Here's my chance to have them right here, in my home, and to try to get to know them better. And so I did what the instructions said on the email. We set up an altar, and I had my flower, and I had my apple, and I had, remember all the things, you had to set up.
I do.
And then I had a time. They were coming February 23rd of 2011, and they were coming at 10:30 at night. And I was to open the front door and usher them in, right? And I told my husband, Howard, I said, honey, I said, we're going to be having archangels in our house for the next 5 days. And he's like, okay, I'm going to bed. Have a good time. Let me know how it goes. And sure enough, 10:30, I open that door. And at first, I don't see anybody. I don't know what I expected. I felt this whoosh right here of energy. And I go, I guess they've arrived. And those 5 days were so remarkable. I could just feel their energy. I remember coming to the BioTouch Center, for my work there. And I think people were like, they just kind of related differently to me. It was almost like they could feel the angelic energy around me because I asked the angels, just be with me, for these 5 days. And then when the 5 days were over, well, before they were over, actually, the second night, I wanted to communicate with the archangels, and I figured out a way to do it, which I explain how, because everybody can do this. If you have a human soul, you can communicate with these angelic beings. And I've actually taught three groups of people how to do it, and they were successful. So I know it's not just me. And that was incredible. They told me things that first 5 days that have come true that, were amazing. And when I had to walk them to the door at the end of those 5 days that night, I didn't want them to leave, but I had to send them to three other people who were going to be hosting them. And I said to them, I started crying because I didn't want them to go. And I said, I know that you have to go, but I also know you're omnipotent and you can be in a million places at once, helping a million people at once. So please just don't leave me. And they're still with me. They've never left me. And it's just been incredible. And they have sent signs. My husband was a skeptic. He is no longer. He is now a believer because I asked for a big sign. And I told Howard, I said, you know what? I said, I've been having these great conversations. I know they're with me, but I asked them, just send me a big sign anyway. Just come on. Just let me see. And don't bend a leaf or anything. Just give me something big. And 2 days later, Howard walked out in the backyard and he sees this floating above our house.
Yep.
The only cloud in the sky, this
I
big
know.
archangel cloud. And I would never have seen it. I was in the house talking to our son who was visiting. And Howard goes outside and he looks up, he sees this. He comes running in, he goes, grab my camera and come out here. And we go out there and he's taking these photos and this big angel is just floating across our
Amazing.
yard. And I said, "Wow, thank you. That was a big sign." And I said to Howard,
Yeah.
"What do you think now, honey, of the angels?" He says, "I think I'm a believer."
I think
And
I
they've
remember
sent
when you
other
brought
signs.
that picture to the center. We
Yes.
had it there. Yes, it
Yes.
was
Do you still
perfect.
have it?
That's still
Good.
there, sitting on the shelf,
Yep.
our new
Oh, good,
shelf.
good, good. Good, good, good.
So that's interesting. It sits on our shelf, that picture. So how do those angels and BioTouch, because I've read the book and there was a mention of BioTouch in there, wasn't there?
Well, there certainly was. So what happened was, back in 2018, I had a very bad injury to my back, and I had never been in such bad shape. I mean, I was bedbound for 3 weeks. I was in a wheelchair. I had to go to physical therapy for 5 months, and it was really tough, especially because my husband Howard had had some medical issues right before that with his eye. And so it was a tough time for us. And, I was in terrible pain, but I was still communicating with the angels, but I was losing faith. I was in so much pain. And I, asked the Archangel of Healing, Raphael, to help time and time again. And he would always say, "You are healing. Things are going to be fine." He said, but he said, the healing timeline is going to be different than how you would like it to be. It's like, right? Humans want to be better immediately. And that is
Now.
now, get the pain away. And,
Right.
there's a timeline for healing. And it was really getting me down. And one night, Archangel Raphael said, "The way you helped soothe Howard's eye when he was going through his problems, well, he should now soothe your back that same way." I said, "Do you mean with BioTouch?" And he said, "Yes." And so, talk about an angelic recommendation, right? Can you get it any higher than that? And that's exactly what happened. And Howard did start working on my back. And listen, I don't know if that's the reason, but I think it is. I never needed surgery and I healed completely. And so, whatever it was, thank you, I'll take it.
Right.
Wow.
Absolutely. That's
Yeah, wow.
powerful.
So the book is so I've read the book and you basically share with people it's there for anybody who needs it to be able to do that communication. You give tools with it. And I do have to say what I loved about the book over and over again was your ability to expose your own self-awarenesses, your own journey, your own personal journey that happened to be in relation to your communication with these angels. And I really came away with just one message that we're all loved. Regardless of who you are, what you believe, what station in life you are, that we are loved. And that was such a powerful statement through that whole book that I really appreciate you, that you took the time to do that and
Thank
share
you.
that with us all.
Thank you so much. The
And
archangels too
that's a
love us.
message that we all need to hear, Deborah. So, yes, thank you for your gracious book.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I tell you, I couldn't keep it all to myself. I know how much they love us
Right,
and
right.
they want to help us so much,
Yes.
and that's what they're just waiting to do. They are waiting to help us. Once we invite them in, because we have free will, so we do have to just say, "Please come in and help me." And once we've given them
Absolutely.
that green light, the most amazing things can and do happen. And you just are so comforted to know that they love us and they're here for us. And they know it's tough down here.
It certainly is, and that was a quick 20 minutes. But
Wow.
we are grateful you're in our life. Again, if you want the two books, BioTouch Healing with the Power in Your Fingertips, or Chat with the Angels, there it is, deborahschildhouse.com. There's a link on the Facebook thing there. We'll send out some emails. You can get it in Amazon, Barnes and Noble. You can actually get, I know, a BioTouch book you can get on Kindle too. Can you get the Angel book on Kindle yet?
Yes, you can.
Oh, there you go. There's no
Yeah.
reason not to
Good,
have
good,
both books sitting right next to you,
good.
reading them both, thinking about Deborah Shieldhouse. Deborah, we love you. Thank you for sharing with us. You're
Thank
awesome.
you, Deborah.
I love you too. Thank you so much.
See you all next week.
Have a great week. Thanks again, Deborah.
Thank you.
Days in and days out, space and time is all about feeling pressure with the pain, in sunshine or in the rain. Living is a place in mind, giving is being kind, and the pain is too much. What we need is biotouch. When I'm touching you, you are touching me. It's a simple thing to do and a natural way to be.